Beloved, the Father of Light is said to enlighten the eyes of our understanding using his servant, whom he has called to equip and build the saint. Know his excellency of speech by power and demonstration of the Holy Spirit. Enjoy the Spirit.
Every time, every God, he never dies. Hallelujah. I want to salute my elders in the house. God bless you, sirs. And we thank you for holding forth in Akure. We trust God that what he has been doing, God will increase the pace and the progression of what he's doing with us here in the name of Jesus. Take your Bible with you and come with me to the book of Revelation. Revelation chapter number 4. Revelation chapter number 4. Hallelujah. I see an administration of mercy tonight. I see the Lord administering mercy. Aya Robahalia Kosia Bayaka. Mercy. Somebody say mercy. The Lord said, I should tell you, you don't know the meaning of mercy. He said, I want to define mercy to you. I don't know who he's talking about, but you will understand mercy by his own language. By experience, you will understand mercy. Allah Rabbani Hashia Kobia. I see the Lord bridging gaps. Out of reach. talking about, but it's happening here. That it's really beyond you, but it's for you. So there is going to be an administration of mercy in an unusual manner. And that is sincerely, that is part of the riches. Paul writing to the Ephesians in chapter number 2, I think verse 4, he said, God who is rich in mercy, not in dollars.
Everything you created them for your own pleasure, your honor, power. If our eyes open, we will struggle for power. Because God has by design made us to understand that you are not in charge of this life. You are praying it should come and support you. Now most of us, God for us is support system. You see, I even see some men of God say, Holy Ghost, oh yeah, move there. Because they are using the Holy Ghost to support their ministry. He said, I command the Spirit of God to touch you there now. You don't even understand. Oh, you know one of the reasons for my praise every day is that God is patient towards us. In fact, another translation says it's long suffering. Because waiting will they make your eyes see. Even those of us who are pastors, when we come, we take over from him. I will be instructing him, please, do this, do this, do this. But the day you understand that he created all things for his, not yours. That's why it took the first few years of your life from you. He didn't know anything about it. I don't know if you can tell the story of your first 3 years. That's why you didn't write an application to come to this nation. You would have gone to America, all of you. There will be no applicant for Nigeria. Say for his pleasure. Say for his pleasure. Because to cast the crown, to bring, to give the honor to the prince. So sometimes you preach and you feel so good. You think you are the one preaching. In the first 2 years of your life, you couldn't put 2 words, 10 sentences together correctly. And it was still the same you. You know, man, when I look at my baby picture, I feel like it's another person. Me. Until God told me, said, I sit down, let it come to terms with the fact that that is you. I said, from where to where? In fact, there was a time somebody posted my picture of my accurate age. My neck was very long. So I was looking at this thing, and I said, who is this guy? Because the more you go, the more you feel you are in charge. But he can remind you. He told Jeremiah, in your mother's womb. He said, I have been doing something with you from your mother's womb. None of us even have the pictures of our mother's womb. He has it. He designed anything for it. His pleasure. That's the basis of praise. That's the basis of worship. When you realize your major trouble is over. Your major trouble will be over. All things for his pleasure. They are our creator. All things. All things. You see, that's why, as I close and pray with you, that's why the most acceptable place, posture in worship, is the one that David described in Psalm 8, verse 2. Out of the mouth of babies. The picture of babies is not actually babies. It's a figure of speech. It's telling you that the real power praise comes from those who are totally dependent on him. And secondly, that picture shows us dependency and it shows us bonding. There is no bond that is stronger than that of the baby, and especially the mother or the parent. One couple, younger couple, were in my house yesterday. And while they were talking, they wanted to stop the breastfeed. What do we call this? Baby? Eh? Winning. But there is this thing they call that one that you feed just with breast milk. exclusive. Someday you are going to forget. Said, yeah, we are trying to win this baby, and the baby doesn't take formula from me. Said, until I give the formula to somebody else, the baby won't take it. Said, you don't know there's a chemistry between you and this baby. Anytime you touch that baby, there is an intimate communion, even if you don't talk. You know, babies and mothers don't talk, but they understand their language. The baby is crying. The mother's milk, all the hormones are coming together to supply milk. And the baby eats now. In the next 1 hour, it will cry again. It doesn't want anything else. All it wants is the mother. That's the foundation of praise. That's where real praise, power praise comes from. The out of the mouth of babes and sucking, you have ordained praise. And that translation says, pray that you may still, and you may silence their fashion, even their venture. Hear me. When you have a place that you discovered in God, that is called intimate, your praise becomes a weapon. Every pressure that easily takes my heart away For I have realized that you made all things for your need, for your pleasure. Even dream. The preoccupation of every man is to find out what is his pleasure. What pleasure can my life fulfill? And the first language is worship. That you can never go wrong with. And when you begin to praise, you will fulfill Psalm 100, verse 4. You will enter courts. It didn't say one court. There are dimensions in God. That's why hungry people will remain hungry. Because as you come into one room, you find out there is another opening. Are you listening to me? Is the only one that reveals himself and remains a mystery. You see, as you begin to give attention to him, it will so fill you that there will be no room anymore. In this earth, the first law is dispossess to possess. The first law is darkness before light. But give attention. Hear me, child of God. There is a God who commanded light to shine out of. Don't look at it. Don't look at it. Don't look at it. Take your eyes away. There is a God. See, one of my partners who supports me so well in ministry, last few weeks, they started taking the mama, the mother, everywhere. It became serious distraction. And one night, I was saying, God, this man does not deserve to be going through all this. Under few weeks, under like 2 weeks, they spent over almost 2 million naira. Different tests. Say, colon this thing, colon what? The Lord said, go and address the situation. Don't allow distraction. I said, what is exactly the condition? They said, she can't even pass school again, the whole of the JIT is blocked. God said, go and speak to that stomach and concentrate on me. Don't allow distraction. So I went there, I said, Mama, maybe now because you know big, go to Mama, take water. I bless this water. In the name of Jesus, as it touches your stomach, you will begin to go to it. Now you go come and say you don't want to go to toilet again. They say, amen. No. When I left, I was going to battle. He said, Mama has been going to toilet too much. No more distraction. Get on your feet. Say, I will concentrate. We must fulfill prophecies. Child of God. Psalm 86 verse 9. He said, all nations which you have made, they will come unto you before thee, O Lord, they shall glorify thy name. All nations whom thou hast made shall come and worship before you. I'm looking at this prophecy. It will be fulfilled. See, hear me. The climax of our assignment is not teaching. Teaching is for us to come to realization. When we are fully aware, all we will do is worship. You know, some of you think, teaching is a tool. It will soon end. When we know us, we are known. And we see not no more as in a dark glass. When we see him as he is, all he will command for our life is worshipped. Start it now. Let him know you are knowledgeable. Tell him, I see you more than the pain. I will outgrow the pain. Can you ignore it for a while? And say, you deserve the praise. You deserve my worship. Meropila hadia koma. Amen. 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 The Lord is saying to me, there are some of us here, we are not moved again. You still participate, but you are not moved again. Something has been tampered with. Nothing moves you again, really. You just try to get along, but you are not moved again. I don't know who you are. God just told me. He said, almost nothing moves you again. It's that you got too used to God, but you are not moved again. But the Lord wants to, oh my goodness, I am seeing a quick work of circumcision. Suddenly the veil is taken away. And you are coming to terms. And you say, Lord, I want to love you. I want to love you personally. I want to love you. I wasn't there when you framed my being. And you sent me here for a purpose. How then can I run the life the way I want? You designed it. You deserve the return on the investment that you made. You deserve it. You deserve it. You are worthy of it. You are worthy of honor. You are worthy of glory. If at all my life brings some glory, let it be to my God. If my life brings some praise, let it be to my Maker. If my life brings some power, let it be to Jehovah. If my life brings some honor, let it be to my Savior. Hayadamorabali akosi. Ebinada. Yerobani alamni ahadi akosavadani. Edomani nehasa. Say, I bow before your throne. I cast my crown, saying you are worthy, saying you deserve all the praise. Yelada maniata, ukabe na miraho na baate nani. Yelada ha, yelada ha, yo mahate. Amen. I don't know if you are here. You don't even know Jesus very personally. You see, this corporate experience will not make any meaning to you if you don't take a decision. Your decision is his invitation. Are you here with me? Ayala barobi la hakiata. Oh. We were doing a primary election one day, sir. And as we were going to cast votes, the two guys with me, the Lord told me, do you know, and asked them, do you know yourself? One said, I've never thought of that. I said, you just live every day, but you don't even know yourself. See, I don't understand what you mean. Myself, as in my family name. I said, you are beyond your family name. And I talked to the guy, I said, you now, that you are striving to be everything. What was your future ambition when we were 2 years old? I said, even when you are growing, you have changed ambition over and again. The first 3 years, he said, I would like to be an engineer. After that, you saw footballers who are making money. He said, I want to be a footballer. I said, there is a reason why you are here. And I left him. Why we finished voting, he called me back. He said, Oga, the kind of thing you told me today, nobody has ever told me. I said, I want to send you inclusive to take a decision. He said, so what decision are you saying? I said, I'm not taking you to my church. I'm just trying to tell you, the day I started finding meaning was the day I started seeking the Lord. That's the primary purpose of every man. Seek him and find out why you are here. And one day we were having a conference, he was there. He said, you didn't invite me, but I saw it on Facebook. He said, since that day I have not recovered. Hear me? I don't believe in when I gave my life to Christ 3 years ago. I don't believe in I gave my life to Christ 10 years ago. No. I believe in taking a daily decision. Because you can't give it all. Some of you, if I take stock of when you gave it 10 years ago, you must have withdrawn 30% of what you gave. Why? Because there are no follow-up decisions. It's a daily business. I wake up and say, God, what more do you have? What more do you want? How much of my life is remaining with me? I want you to have it all. I don't know who you are, but I know I'm talking to you. I know you have group work. I know you have common business in church. But you as a person, can you really say, I have a place with my God personally? Can you? How much of praise is your life bringing unto him? How much of honor? How much of power? How much of glory? How much of return is God getting for sending you here? Take a decision again. I don't know who you are, but take a decision again. Bow your heads. Bow your heads. Take a decision again. If you want me to join you in the decision, put your hand upon your chest. You want me to agree with you and say, Jesus, I need you more than ever. You are the way. You are the truth. You are the life. Touch me again. I want to be empty for you to have the whole space. Take a decision again. God bless you, Lord. For some of you that you are putting your hand upon your chest, I'm praying with you. Yala borabi hadia kosibata. Halaba robania kasatania manos. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. If you know you know there's a disconnect, there is a vacuum that looks like a disconnect, I want you to talk to him. He will bless you. He will fill you. He will draw you back. Thank you, Father. Totally. I'll be your home, Papa. Totally. I'll be your home, Papa. I'll be your home, Papa. Tirani Moshe, totally. Tirani Moshe, Baba, totally. I'll be your home, Papa. Heavenly Father, we thank you tonight because you cause your voice to be heard. And you are the one that walks in us both to will and to do of your good pleasure. Lord, let this sound continue to echo in the heart of your people.
until you have an harvest of this seed. Blessed be your name forever. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Put your hands together for Jesus. Love upon him.
If you've enjoyed this message from the Fountain of the Spirit, you can get more of our messages and make more inquiries about the ministry by calling the numbers 080-372-60299 or 080-395-48289. You can also be a part of one of our many Spirit-filled meetings, School of Diocesis every Tuesday 6 p.m., Governmental Prayers every Thursday 6 p.m., Sunday meetings 9 a.m. Grace be with you.